Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, you're live on the air. This is your host tonight, Sean L.
Thank you.
excited. It is truly a pleasure to serve and speak with you all tonight. Again, my name is Nishan, formerly known as Thornton. I am now ill. I have taken my status back. I have served my notice. I am a private citizen, and I am excited. So tonight I want to discuss with you from cradle to grave. How could this happen? What does this mean? Dive into terms that seem simple enough, really have greater meaning than you could ever know. Black Law's Dictionary, 4th edition and the 12th edition, defines the term to people of color, people who are on the coastline of the Mississippi River and where it originated from. Going back to the origins of things always makes sense, because if they say that there's nothing new under the sun, then you can believe that without it being nothing new under the sun, that there definitely is an answer to any question that you might have. And I know that I was one of those kids that had lots and lots of questions. So I took it to Facebook earlier today, and I probably ruffled some feathers, but it's okay. And we'll discuss that in just a moment. But talking about how the Black Codes were passed by Southern states in 1865 to 1866 in the United States after the American Civil War, with the intent and the effect of restricting African Americans. Remember, now I said, with the intent and the effect of restricting those who are considered Black African American freedom and of compelling them to work in labor economies based on wages and debt. Black is not a nation, nor is it a badge. And I know we have claimed this, I'm Black and I'm proud, for so long as a badge. And I understand that that's what we've been taught, and we have taken it on, and they have gotten us to pronounce Black girl magic. And, you know, as long as you claim that, then they have you as chattel. So we want to talk about this. It was designed to redress us as a nation. We don't know our history, and it has enslaved us. So it seems that for now I'm solo, unless you all out there. Well, I'm never solo because you're out there. So check this out. So after reading this description and giving you some background to what commercial codes are, what the Black Law Dictionary says about them, why it was established, where it was established at, I have a document here on, I'm on Zoom and I'm going to be recording this. And that way you all that you all that can see will see my screen. So right now, my screen has for hospital use only. And then it has, you know, the mother's name, you know, the child's date of birth, if it's multiple deliveries and all that kind of stuff. But this paper, Mother's Worksheet for Birth, read about a mother. And it says the information you provide below will be used to create a birth certificate. Now, right there is already a distinction in the worksheet, because a live birth declares that, well, it witnesses that a living soul was born from a living soul. And a birth certificate only serves as a registration. The birth certificate is a document that will be used for legal purposes to prove your child's age, citizenship, and parentage. It is very important that you provide complete and accurate information to all of the questions in addition to the information used in the birth certificate. Other information, such as education, occupation, and industry, is not shown on the birth certificate, but is used by health and medical research to study and improve the health of mothers and newborn infants. Now, I wanted to, those of you that will be able to see the video, I wanted you to see that in the very next box after that explanation. I mean, it's self-explanatory. We start off giving witness that a child was born. We're talking about from cradle to grave and how this could happen. What does it mean? And it starts off to witness the nurses will witness that a child was born. And by way of documentation, the child has now been recorded as depending on the nature of the child, you know, whether the child is considered African-American, black or whatever, Ethiopian, Mexican. We have been, those people are, those are commercial codes. And what happens here is that when they register our child with the Secretary of State through this document, it shows now that according to whatever they label that child as, that this child belongs as a ward of the state, or will be if the mother field was documented out. Okay, please print all information clearly. What be your baby's legal name, as it should appear on the birth certificate. Do not list nicknames. And then you place your information, and now they're there. They say, what is your current legal name? Whenever you read on any document, what is your legal name, it is a representation of documentation that you know who you are, and most of us don't. So I know this is really kind of over a lot of people's head, and it's all right, but because I'm going to take my time and make sure that I articulate this as well as I possibly can. So I have three grandchildren, and my firstborn grandson is considered a black male, and because he's considered a black male, all caps on his birth certificate, which means that it's a corporation, it's not the real, the living person. And these are legal things that you need to look in. And I gave you the reference of the Black Law Dictionary, which if you are considered an African-American person, Jamaican, any descendant that will have bronze color or either copper color or either different shades of brown skin, you are considered child. So just diving into this real quick, knowing that legal, if you look it up in the Black Law Dictionary, it has its own definition, and we probably should know what that means. I won't bring down all the definitions to you. I just wanted to share with you that at this point, the mother's mailing address and how she fills out this form will dictate to her, will dictate to anyone who this person is and if they, these people know who they are. Now, we are descendants of God. That's just what it is. And on the second page, you know, it asks about if it has multiple births. For those who will be able to see it, this second baby, I had triplet cousins, and they would have, mom would have had to fill these things out. Now, black is not a nation, and this is the reason why we have to talk about this, and because all of us continue to keep talking about, I'm a black-owned business. Well, when you state that you're a black-owned business, all you're saying to the U.S. government is that you are a minor, you're a child, and you're unable to make decisions on your own and rule and govern your own estate, as far as I can take that. Now, they want, you know, the father's education on the third part. They want to know if the father is Hispanic, what origin. It really matters. The father's race, they always want to put race on here, right? They have white, black, or African-American, Asian Indian, American Indian or Alaskan Native, specific tribe. You've got to know this stuff. Second American Indian or Alaskan Native is any specific tribe. Chinese, Filipino, Japanese, Korean, Vietnamese, other Asian specified. Second other Asian is any other. and Native Hawaiian, Guatemalan, and Cameroon, Samoans, and other Pacific Islanders, which I already stated was Puerto Ricans and Jamaicans and Haitians and so forth. First, other specified. Second, other specified, because they are mixed breed, or as you could call multi-race individuals. So they have it listed. Then the signature of the mother or the father, if he's listed on the birth certificate, then, he would have to, in the state of Alabama, when we jump down to the page where the father must sign his complete rights over from his child and have it notarized. So anyhow, because I'm doing two things, I want to make sure that I'm staying current for everyone. This is the document where the father's information will go forth, and then it continues. Genetic testing has not been completed. This is saying that you can see that this document shows the state of Alabama acknowledging of fraternity. Most of us are so unlearned about fraternity tests, but we think that, oh, we only doing a fraternity test just because a woman has slept around with multiple partners and not really sure, who's the father. And so that's fine. That's just proven, who's the biological, natural father. And that has nothing to do with the legal term. But anytime you use the word legal, that means that the court is involved. That means that the government is involved. And so it's a choice is all I'm trying to say. It's a choice. When you give birth to a child, it's a choice if you want to sign your child into the state to get a birth certificate and a Social Security card. If you want, family's assistance, with Medicaid and food stamps and those things, all those things are government entities, and that's fine. If you need those things, go get them. But there is a choice where you do not have to fill out any of those paperwork. There is a choice. You have to know your rights. You have to know your rights as a parent, as a mother, as a father. You have to know your rights. The rights is that at this third grandbaby that I have, she is beautiful as she is. She is a living soul, as all of us are. However, they did not get a chance to incorporate her or to kill her on paper because we did not fill out any of the documents that they wanted us to. We did name the child, however, but they classified her as a Caucasian. Now, my first granddaughter, was born in a different state as well, and she was considered to be a white child, a white little girl, and so she was not listed as dead. See, the difference is if you're listed as only those things that I've called out on that sheet and you register your child with the Secretary of State, as a with a birth certificate instead of a live certificate of birth, this is two different documents. And we have to educate ourselves and learn better that these tactics that have been set for us snares us and entraps us and enslaves us. So the purpose of this conversation tonight, from cradle to grave, is how could this happen and what does it mean? Well, because we don't necessarily read through anything that we sign, and especially when we're giving birth, they're giving us medication, they're prepping us, you might have a C-section, so there's a lot that, have to happen. You're not thinking unless you're already game and up on game about, the tactics that that is being used to enslave us. It's not just this is modern-day slavery. It's all I'm trying to teach you about tonight. Modern-day slavery. Modern-day slavery starts from the cradle to and immediately on paper, depending on your status, it puts you in the grave. It makes you a living, walking dead. In other words, you are the living dead. You're the walking dead. You're the zombies because you don't even know. Now, by legal terms, anybody that's considered those things that I called out would be considered chattel to do as they will, you know, your property, to do what they want, to discard as they will, to use, you know, the children that's coming up missing. You're not seeing them as, well, I can't give you the stats on the children that actually are missing or missing that have been found and what they've done. They have used so many different things. Some people used to say that they was getting kidnapped by the UFO. So, folks, it's crazy, y'all, but it's the truth. A lot of people have just no clue, no direction, no knowledge of what's really happening, especially when it comes down to the legal things, and especially those of us who are Christians. We don't even understand that those things or even a part of the Moorish American science. It is a corporation, and we have become corporations as well. And with us being incorporated, anytime that your name is in all caps on your driver's license, on your Social Security card, on any insurance that you do and all that kind of stuff, you are an incorporated person, because the natural way for a natural person, a living person, would be the very, as they taught you probably in the second and third grade, that the first letter of your name is capital and everything else is lowercase. And that way you know that that is your proper living person. Now, in the law, anyone that is considered a, the word a person is considered, and this is how they titled us, chattel property and, you know, less than even a private in the army. I didn't make up any of these things. I'm not coming up with them. I've just been doing a lot of studying, and I've come to know that, that these things happen because, you know, you know, we don't read, and a lot of us have died and been slaughtered. You know, these things happen again. You know, in the American Civil War, they put these things into effect. So back in 1776, there was a nation of Moors, Moors in Spain, Moors in Ethiopia, Moors in all over the world. We're all over the world. And because of that, we lost the war, and whoever wins the war get to tell the story however they want to. If you know anything about history or anything about war, we were casualties of war, and because we were casualties of war, we were able. We have now been branded, and so to speak, that's what corporation is, branded. You know. So in order to incorporate yourself and to unbrand yourself of these public affairs, because that's what it is, knowing the difference between public and private and knowing the difference between legal and lawful, these are terms that we must learn as a people, as a nation, so that we can free our families, we can free ourselves, we can elevate our thinking, and we can become the proper individuals that we were created to be. So that's how we go from cradle to grave. I hope that made sense. It was just a little segment that I wanted to share with you all. I thought it was important enough. There is a way to do that. That is a private matter. We do consult. There's a lot of us. I know you have heard of people who are trying to do sovereignty. I don't believe there is any sovereignty. The only sovereignty is God. And anyone that tries to do that, I heard that they're denied. Well, their pathway is not that great, and then they will hush you up and tell you that you can't talk openly in public about these affairs. So now that we got that out of the way, I am solo tonight in the studio, and I'm cool with that. We are going to change directions of this. I was asked a question about R. Kelly, and I don't really care too much about any of, you know, the things that go on TV and publicity and things of that nature. I cannot call R. Kelly anything but R. Kelly. I can't even tell you, you know, call him Robert. I don't know him as Robert. All I can tell you is that this man, now that I found out today, was molested by his older sister. I don't know how true that is. You know, it's just something that I read, not in study, just something that my eyes glanced across. But most of the time when people are molesting someone or they're, you know, they're heavily into sex and pornography and things of that nature, usually it's because something has happened to them down, you know, in their childhood. And so therefore, they react in a way of doing the same thing. So we talked about this on the show before. I think our very first show was about this very thing, a molestation. Who was it? Was it your uncle? You know, we know that there's, for centuries, from the beginning of time, that people have always thought the youth, the innocence, the tenderness of someone, sometimes all the time it's very wicked thinking, but sometimes it comes from an endearing place. You want to protect someone. You want to protect someone. You want to care for them, or I think I could take care of you. Twisted thinking is what I'm trying to say. And so they begin to love on these children, and they love them a little too much, and they went too far. When R. Kelly's fate, he could financially take care of these girls. So these girls became compensated, and then when they got too wicked for them and they realized that this is not something they want to do, they signed, you know, probably they signed some paperwork saying that they couldn't say anything, and if they broke the silence, you know, they would take care of the mom, the dad, whatever bills and things of that nature. I wasn't there. I don't know. That's all I can really say about the situation is that, you know, that there's some twisted people out here in this world, and there's no excuse for anybody taking advantage of anyone. And I feel like any man that can take a youthful child and have his way with them, or an older woman take a youthful child and have their way with them, I think that somebody needs to call them on it and address the situation. And if it's possible, get these people some help. I have been a victim of these tactics and these situations, never to the degree where I was a part of some kind of slave trade or some kind of, you know, some kind of brothel. But anyhow, all these girls, I believe, went in there with their eyes wide open. I believe they went in there knowing exactly what was going on. What he presented to them, they sent to them, and they went for it. And they got paid. They had the best of clothes. They rolled in the best or whatever. And they families, you know, whenever he wanted them, he could have them. And they families was okay with them. They signed up for that until somebody, you know, got offended because he cut them off. He didn't probably want to pay anybody else. And, you know, he had been robbed and get legal troubles and, you know, and been caught in the closet. But he's always told us through all his music this is who he is. You know, being trapped in the closet, you know, all the songs have always spoke his truth. And so we look at that and then we'd be like, oh, you know, he shouldn't be. But what do you mean he shouldn't be messing with these young girls? Men have always done this. Women have always done this. I was just looking at the some statues of how they parade, they applaud the Pope, you know, for letting little boys, you know, give them oral sex. And they're giving little babies, you know, at christenings oral sex. And they're sucking their penis. I'm going to say it just like it is. And, you know, it's crazy because we don't want to call, we can't call them to the spotlight, of course. It's a diversion. is a diversion to all of this crap that's happening, and they have to target somebody of color, somebody that's considered black, because they can do what they want to say while people are talking about the Illuminati. It's not an Illuminati. It's really just knowing truth. It's about knowing the tactics that's set up against us to snare us. And this is one of those things. In all of my history of knowing life, older men, when a young girl come on her menstrual, in the slave days, before it was just on paper, in the time where it was actually going on, excuse me, there has always been, as soon as that young girl is able to menstruate, she is able to drop to give birth to a child, she becomes a woman. A man can then step forward and offer a penance to, well, a dowry for this young girl. They pay for the innocence and the purity and the, you know, even down to when they were in the slave trades and they was, you know, having sex with our sons and our brothers and our uncles, you know, young uncles and so forth, and snatching us away from our families. And you know, they would rape the bucks that they couldn't, you know, just, they would beat them so to the point that they would rape them right there in front of the woman and make the woman believe that she, you know, she had no choice but to depend on this who was considered the master. And because they was considered the master, excuse me, you know, it was the Willie Lynch syndrome. And he talks, if you know anything about the Willie Lynch syndrome letter, he tells them how to train us and how to berate us and degrade us. And he talks about it so clear and so defining that he said that if you continue to keep doing it this way, if you get the hold to the mothers, then you have the children, because the mothers are the ones who give the life, and the fathers are usually in the field working. They're usually not the ones hands-on with the kids, so they won't know. And we keep those Negroes from reading, or we keep those ignorants from reading, because that's what they wanted us to be, is just ignorant. We can get the mothers assigned over their children to us, and everything that's attached to them by the nature of God, we can take from them. And so that's what happened. From cradle to grave, how could this happen, and what does that mean? Excuse me. It can happen because the forefathers of this country, who have ran from their kings, from Europe and so forth, and from Rome, trying to get from under that, because the leadership over there, the kingdoms, they had to pledge their lives to death to these kings. And if you pledge, you owe your life, you know, and to death. And so they got tired of that. They wanted to, their sons was dying in the fields, and all these campaigns and wars to change someone's thinking or their belief system or their God. And, you know, most of us, if you follow the ancient times, have ancient African rituals. You know, the Indians have certain rituals as well, that and so forth. And so they wanted us not to believe that we were empowered, that we were the actual ones who they wanted us to forget who we were. So they did so many things to us to make us believe that we weren't who we weren't who they thought. No, I'm sorry, I'm not saying that wrong. They wanted us to believe that we was less than we ever was. And so they've been able to do that by separating the families, so they would give us government assistance. You know, when they came in and they took the lands and they gave us smallpox and, you know, these blankets full of smallpox and things like that. And then they started mating with our people, and they phased us out by what they call it, bleaching out, by mating us with fair-skinned people, because we have always been golden and bronze and, you know, copper people. And I mean, I've read all the lists of all those who are who have this monstrosity been done to. And then I went into a search and a study to find out what is nations, what's considered as a nation. We're on Mind Blowing Decisions with Facebook Success Radio 101 FM. You're listening to your host, Rashawn L. Tonight I am excited because if I never get a chance to speak on this again, not that anyone could stop me, but if I don't get to do this publicly on the air, I needed to do it today because today is significant to what's to come. And I hope that on my Facebook, my social media, my Twitter, my Instagram, I'll be sharing more about these things. I have documentations to prove these things that I'm saying. I have the Black Law Dictionary. I can share that through email with you. You that's listening, you have to call me and let me know you're there. But you can always reach me on Facebook Messenger as well. And so the call-in number is 323-642-1569. If there's any questions, if there's anything you want to bring to the air, you want to know about, we can talk about title deeds. We can talk about trusts and bonds. We can talk about debtors to creditors. We can talk about changing our status and reclassification of a nation. And we could talk about you know, just redressing the law. It's so that we are in our rightful place and our rightful status. I knew that this conversation was going to be one of those that probably would have left me. I can feel the people out, and I didn't want to surprise anybody and be like, "Oh, she too deep." So I wanted to bring it to social media. So I did. And I asked quite a few questions, and one of the questions that I asked, just off subject, what's the difference between fornication? No, what is the definition of fornication? How is fornication? And I come to terms that in learning through the etymology. Learning the root word, because like I said, if there's a question, then there's an answer to everything, to all things. And just because you don't have the answers don't mean that they're not out there. You just have to look in different places. And most of us only look through the Bible or the Quran and this different spiritual aspects, but there are other things out there that's connected to that that makes those fill in those gaps that you may not even know. So don't despise learning and self-study, because this is how we're able to get free through self-study. So again, like I was saying, I'm saying a lot, R. Kelly, you know, the old trades of sex slaves and things of that nature, and why these kids are going through sex trafficking. And sex trafficking is a business, and, you know, as much as they can get out of it, they'll milk it. It's not right. I don't know what purpose it serves, but I want to tell you that I'm not for it. I don't stand with that. And any time that I find out that someone is supporting in that, I stay out of it. So I'm only speaking on this because I was asked, was I going to bring it to the air? And I thought that my co-hosts would join me tonight, but I believe that they have other things going on. And I also want to send out a special moment of prayer in silence for those who are in bereavement, those who have people that's incarcerated in the hospitals. One of my co-hosts is burying a grandmother. One of my other co-hosts is father's in the hospital, and one of my and another co-host, sister's in the hospital because of a bad accident. So there's things going on, but there's a lot of good things going on as well. I'm going to be jumping all over the place because I'm on my own tonight, and so we'll see how this goes. We'll see if I find something I won't even hear and share with you guys. But as of right now, talking about this slave trafficking, this sex trafficking has been going on since the beginning of dawn. And you know, Jay-Z did it, Elvis Presley did it, All these old boys did it. You got the old Cougars, you know, they did it as well. I can't call their names at the moment, but, I mean, you just look through your neighborhood, you look through your neighborhood and you could see it happening. You can look on social media and see it happening. And why should anybody be concerned? If someone can financially care for someone, is that our concern? Or is it that is so much defamation or desecration going on in the midst of this these acts behind the closed doors that the girls want out? They want a better life. They want a different life. They want to breathe again and be themselves because now they realize that there's no end to what could possibly happen being sold into slavery. We're talking about it because Cradle to Grave, like I said, is not just a parent, you know, having a stillborn or a child being born and then burying the child, which is really still the same thing, but that is a natural thing that happens, right, when it's actual death. But when you're dead on paper versus and you're still alive, you're walking dead. And how do we get out of that? Makes a difference. So I'm talking about it because I think it's really that important. And y'all forgive me. My nasals is kind of clowning me a little bit. But just know that there are so many ways for people to slave us, incorporate us. I read with you all concerning how it says that this act was put in place because wait, let me read it again. The Black Code passed by Southern states in 1865 through 1866 when it was finalized in the United States after the American Civil War, with the intent and the effect of restricting African Americans' freedom, and of compelling them to work in labor economy based on wages and debt. Black is not a nation, nor is it a badge of honor. And so because of these things, we have, you know, kind of messed ourselves up because we won't stop and take the time to read these documents when we're giving birth or having these babies in these hospitals. And that's why that before a certain time, there was no documentation. So, again, I go back to X about there was fornication. What is fornication? And I come to find out that fornication is about those girls, those young boys who were orphans. And they didn't give them any choice in any life, nowhere to go if you're an orphan, who's going to take care of you. So they offered them a job, as I just read to you. Let me go back. The Black Codes were passed by Southern states in 1865-1866 in the United States after the American Civil War, with the intent and the effect of restricting African Americans' freedom and compelling them to work in labor economy based on wages and debt. Because we were casualties of wars, and because we, you know, our fathers died, our mothers died, or were killed, or whatever it may have been. You know, through the slaughters of man. there was no way for anybody to feed these people. So either you walked the streets and you begged, or you stole, or or you either became a prostitute. These were your options. And so there was rebels that decided that they didn't want to go into slave. Now I'm going to tell y'all a story. My mother got sick when I was 14 years old. They gave her 2 months to live. She had stage 4 cervical cancer. They told her, go home and get your affairs in order. And I had some aunts through marriage, second marriage kind of stuff, who really didn't really, you know, care for me as if they owned, but, you know, they didn't do their own that well, as, you know, they didn't honor their own as well. So they told me, take care of myself, and I meant, like, how do I take care of myself? And they told me that I needed to, you know, get myself together and go make this date with this old man. They'll set it up for me. These are things that were custom in the times where people were poor and in desolate, you know, situation, desperate situations. And so it always has happened. I chose not to go that route. And I left those family members alone. And so people will tell you that you have no other option. I recall a Bible story of a brother having sex with his stepsister Tamar. And after he got through with her and he shamed her, he didn't want to marry her. And she was distraught. She was heartbroken, and she was shamed, and no man would marry her, and no man would have her and make and honor her and make her his bride, because he had flouted with her, and they pay for purity. And this is the reason why, in most cases, mainly men, dated younger women, and they got them as early as possible. So this has been going on forever. And so that's just a little history lesson. just my little story. I was able to avoid a lot of the BS because my mother had taught me well enough, and I had some self-esteem about myself. I had been molested already, and that was not a life that I knew that I wanted to live. And I thought, just like the young lady in the Bible, that I was so defamed and so unclean that no one would ever want me, and I would never be anyone's wife. And a lot of people have that story. I remember, like 2 years ago, reading. You remember when they used to do on Facebook the posts where they wrote out whatever they wanted to say when they played music in the background, but they never spoke, so you would have to follow the story. That was the beginning of me growing my business, because I was learning patience on how to read and follow other people. So I read this story with this young lady who's now a multimillionaire who came from the scum. Her father had abused her sexually. She didn't know he was her father, but he abused her sexually. However, people in the streets, different boys, young boys, had abused her, you know, and she was just promiscuous, and she thought that, you know, forever she would be labeled as a slut, skeezer, whatever, you know, a hoe. And these stigmas follow us, and yet we don't even know where they come from or why these things happen. We're still talking about from cradle to grave, how could this happen, and what does this mean? We're like about an hour into the show, and I'm like really still excited about it. so I just want to hear from you all. I have to be myself. I have to learn. I get upset about some things, but I don't take them out on anyone. I don't abuse anyone because I'm going through certain things, but I do know that we have to be mindful of where we come from and what was put in front of us, because these were people that I thought I could respect and that I loved, that loved me in return, and these were people that didn't have any love for, didn't have any love for me and my mother or my family as we had thought all this time. So, oh my goodness, you guys, call me, 323-642-1569, option one to be on the air. And thank you for listening. For those who are listening, you're listening to Mind Blowing Decisions on Faceless Success Radio FM 101 FM. I apologize for that. However, this is about mind blowing decisions, making decisions in life, taking a chance on just listening to the show, listening to the information, doing the research, do the study, do the self-study, talk to those who have been around for some time, and then, you know, accumulate the information. I know they taught us when we was in school how to write an article, how to write a story, an essay, and there's a body that you have to build. And there's always a trail, and especially a paper trail, to anything that any questions or life circumstances or issues of life, period. There's always a paper trail. And I had a young man call me today, and one of my, he's now, has adopted me as one of his spiritual mothers. And I'm going to always keep it real with anyone that I come in contact with. If I know something, I know it. If I don't, I don't. I'm going to ask other people. I have mentors all over the world, you know, and mentorship is really important. I have mentors all over the world that assist and aid me in things. I call them watchers, and they have watched and kept me balanced, and they helped, you know, me to balance things out in life that I didn't understand and I didn't know. And even if they didn't give me the whole story, they gave me all that they had. And I appreciate them for that. So I want to shout my peoples out. I love y'all out there. I want to say thank you to all those who have given me opportunities, who've seen the strength and the power within me, that heard some of the things that I did. I took a chance on myself. I trusted myself one day and decided that without any guidance to this particular thing, I'm going to speak my truth. I'm going to share with people my story. And I went to Facebook and I went live and I did a video and I did another video and then I did another video and it became easier to see myself in the mirror. It became easy to see myself on the screen, regardless of how I looked, whatever flaws that I felt that I had, whatever, however I got tongue-tied and couldn't articulate very well, I've always been able to tell my truth and even if it made other people uncomfortable. And so I want to encourage you who are listening, you know, you only have one life. You don't get another chance. Once this share, this flesh falls to the ground, it's over. Without void of spirit, it's over. But I don't know what they're doing with him. I haven't seen not one news episode because I don't watch TV. So I don't know. But if it's anything like anything I've ever seen, they're going to expose everything that they possibly can expose, but the Catholic priest, they won't say nothing about it. And most of the children that's in the Catholic Church are either Italian, Sicilian, Hispanics of all genres, I mean, dialects and multi-mixed race people. Tex-Mex and you name it, they're there, you know. And so they are the ones that's being abused in these situations. I'm not saying that people that are considered white is not being abused as well. Most of them are the ones that's in power. And the wickedness is coming from those high places, and we need to deal with that. And if these people, including the president of these United States, can say that I grab women by their pussy and not be arrested, if the news anchors can do the shit that they do on air and get away with it, you know, off air and get away with it, you know, make a woman feel so uncomfortable, speak against her as if she's, you know, the candy, and she's not to be respected and lifted up. See, this is the problem. We don't have any respect for life. We don't have any respect for culture. We don't have any respect for a woman, for a man. And no one is teaching the morals and principles that necessary to be done so the world will be a more collective, unified people where we're constantly at war with different mindsets and principalities and all kind of wicked things that people can conjure up in their head, because rituals of sexual immorality is the way of the world. And so the more innocent people that I can put under my belt, these spirits that talk to them and overtake folks, and these things that what's the word I want to say? Just read whatever you study. Okay, I ain't trying to change nobody's belief system. I ain't trying to change nobody's faith system. I just want to bring to you the knowledge that I've been able to interact with. I didn't uncover it. It found me because I sought the truth. And as I wrote on my Facebook wall, as I wrote on my Facebook wall earlier today, it's just miraculous that people just don't know who they are in the power. So I'm trying to, one of my co-hosts has contacted me, guys. I'm trying to get her in the studio, so y'all just give me a second to work on this, and I'll be right back. Let me see what I can play for y'all. And see if we can get some other feed in. Okay. So yeah, as we're talking tonight, we're just continuously to keep sharing only what I know. I mean, I can only give you what I know. We're gonna play. We're gonna play a little something. I apologize for the sound in the background. Let me see. Okay, so anyhow, that's not working out too well. Y'all, life is real. I ain't gonna put on no fronts and no airs. Technology allows me to be able to go wherever I want, be wherever I need to be, and to do what I need to do. And so, for some reason, the internet is not working. I need to reset the internet. So, thank y'all for being with me. You listen to Mind Blowing Decisions, where we talk about life, love, and relationships. And for some reason, this honestly keeps happening, and I have to make sure that this gets better. However, this allows me the platform to be where I need to be with the people that matter the most to me. And I am excited to be able to share with you guys tonight We have a little bit less than an hour, 30 minutes or so on the air. And we have a little bit less, about a half an hour left on the show tonight. And so I'm super excited about being able to share with you all that's going on. But we're talking about from cradle to grave, how could this happen and what does that mean? So I hope you all had an earful tonight. I really have enjoyed myself and being able to share with you all what I know. And for those of you who couldn't get on the air, who have tried to call in, I want to thank you now for all your effort. And I will continue to keep working on making sure that all of my devices are up to speed and the studio is working properly. I'm actually going to end this show a little early tonight. So you listen to Mind Blowing Decisions with me, Sean L. Hey, 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 on Facebook Success Radio 101 FM. I am your host tonight, and I am going to bid you all a good night.
Yeah.